There's kids going down to the Sunday school. He wants to go. You can take them down there. Well, as you know, as I announced earlier, our designated New Year's Eve speaker, Bill Van Dyke, got rushed to the hospital with chest pains. Sent me a late-night text saying he couldn't make it today, so I tried to call Bruce. What you always do is try to call everybody else, but nobody answers. So here we have it. Well, today is the end of the year 2017. Today. Many things taking place this year. A businessman became the president and not a politician. And this got things stirred up with both political sides. Some happy, some angry. It's been a pretty crazy year in the political world. The economy is doing better, though, in 2017, they said. Record-breaking numbers on Wall Street this year. Record-breaking numbers on Wall Street, 2017. There was a bill passed a week ago, the largest tax break on middle class and business in history. I didn't know that. We found out that the news is mostly fake in 2017. Fake news. Not all news is real. And then there were the usual. People got engaged. People got married. Children were born. Anniversaries. Graduation parties. Retirement parties happened in 2017. Vacations. Holidays. Birthdays. People left their jobs. People found new jobs. People left their church. Others came to the church. People got baptized. People got sick. Others got healed. All in 2017. People got more involved in their church. Others got less involved in their church. Now let me ask you a question. If you could have 2017 over again, would you change anything? Think real hard for a minute. Would you change anything? Would you visit your parents more? Would you work more? Spend time with your kids more? Or your husband? Or your wife? Or your family? If you could do it all over in 2017. Would you be more kind? Would you save more? Or would you spend more? Would you exercise more? Would you eat more? Or would you eat less? Would you go to church more? Would you get more involved? Would you pray more? Would you read your Bible more? Would you fellowship with church people more? Would you help people more if you could do it all over? Well, the bad news is that you can't do 2017 over again. That's the bad news. But the good news is we have 2018. And we can make some real changes. And some of the changes we make will be temporary. And other changes we can make will be eternal. Eternal changes. Kind of difficult preaching this week's message and last week's message after losing my brother. It's very tough. But you're very blessed today. I'll tell you that. You're very blessed today because God is giving us a brand new start. A brand new adventure today with Him. To store our treasures in heaven, like Jesus said. To do things that have eternal value, like serving God and pleasing God. So when you meet Him, He will say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You do want to hear that, don't you? I mean, don't you? Do you want to hear that from God when you meet Him? Because Jesus said in the parables many times that that's what happens to a faithful servant. He says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." That's a special place to be, is in the joy of the Lord. Because in that parable, the next person, he doesn't say that to. He just says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And then the third servant, he says, "You are lazy and slothful and wicked." We want to hear that, don't we? You should want to hear that. I should want to hear that. Those of us that have the gift of eternal life should want to hear that. And then there are those of people that don't have it. Well, 2017 is over, and 2018 is here. And you can receive the gift of eternal life freely by believing in Jesus for it right this very moment. It's called being born again. So start all over. Jesus said that unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. Do you know that word "must" is the same word that Paul uses in Corinthians? That this corruptible must put on incorruption. This immortal must put on immortality. It must happen. It will happen. It's going to happen. We're living it right now. Bob is gone. But Bob's with the Lord. You do want to secure your place in heaven, don't you? You know, I used to be a really bad guy when I was younger. I'm going to tell you something right now. This stuff is nothing to gamble with. It's a free gift. It's been paid for by Jesus. And all you have to do is believe in Him for it. That He is the guarantor of your eternal destiny, and you have it. The moment you believe that, right there, whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but has, in the present tense, everlasting life. It's found only in Jesus. And it's free. And it's for eternity. So if you're here today and you do not have the gift of eternal life, I'm begging you and pleading you to do it. Because this life is nothing to gamble with. You are never going to see Bob in this place again. I can guarantee you that. You are never going to see Mary Poloni, Steve's mother, in this place again. She died last year too. You see, the Bible says that it's appointed unto a man once to die, and then the judgment. Because the payment of sin is death. And that's what sin pays you. It's not really your fault. You were born in it, just like me. You'll never have to teach your kid or your grandkid how to do something bad. Never. Don't touch the stove. Don't touch the stove. You're going to get burnt. It's in us. We're sinners. We're separated from God because of sin. See, God's holy. We're our sinners. And that's why we'll die. You're going to die. I'm going to die. It's going to happen. Unless the rapture happens and we who are born again will be caught up in the air, the Bible says, is a mystery. And the dead in Christ, like Bob and Mary, will be raised first. And those of us who are alive will be translated, like the Bible really means. You'll be transformed in midair, in a twinkling of an eye, the Scripture says, to be with the Lord. Unless that happens, you're going to die. I'm going to die. It's appointed unto a man once to die, and then the judgment. There's two classifications of judgment. There are the classification of judgment for people who do not have the gift of eternal life. It's found in Revelation chapter 20. Jesus is the judge of both judgments. Whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15. That is the place where you are separated from God and His eternal blessings for all eternity, the Bible says. And then there are those who believe that Jesus is their guarantor for eternal life. They're born again. That's what the word born again means. And they will sit on a thing called the judgment seat. The Bible calls it the bema. And that's where they'll be judged for the things they have done. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Jesus will judge you and I that believe in Him for eternal life for the things we have done good and the things we have done bad. And that's where you'll hear the word, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Or you won't. Or I won't. What have you done and what have I done this year for the Lord that would make Him say to us, you know, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." To actually hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." The ultimate blessing. Have you done anything for Him this year? See, the Scripture for us who believe says that we need to make sure we don't get careless with this gift of eternal life. Watch yourselves that we do not lose those things we have worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. 1 John 2:18. That we may receive a full reward. That's what we want to do, is have a full reward for the Lord. And the Bible is clear about this everywhere. It says that the Bible says that He wants believers to strive for the things of the Lord so we do not lose our reward. Because, see, we're going to be meeting Jesus sooner than you think. Time is but a vapor. I'm already 55 years old. I just can't even believe it. And the Scriptures are clear. It says that we need to devote our life daily as disciples. And it's not easy. To be Christ-like is not easy. We see what happened to him. He died. He was spit on. He was crucified. No man's greater than your master, he said. They'll either love you or they'll hate you. Well, they hated him. He wants us to be disciples daily. And to receive a full reward, we need to make every effort, as Jesus said, to enter into the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Destruction. A life of Christianity that has been widely broad and destructed, wasted away. Standing in front of the Lord with nothing. He goes on to say, because narrow is the way and difficult is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it, the difficult way of the Christian life. We see in John chapter 6, when Jesus is talking about complex things, about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, speaking of his death. And it says, and many of his disciples went away and followed him no more. Jesus said, weren't there 10 leopards cleaned? Where are the other 9? There's only this one leopard here? Few there be that find it. Few there be. You've been saved. Jesus saved you. You're going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. But being a Christian and Jesus' teaching is how we enter in heaven. What is our status going to be in heaven? That's the main focus of the Christian life. Striving to enter into the narrow gate. Difficult is the way that leadeth to the Christian life, and few there be that find it. It says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we think that we're going to just do what we want, live the way we want, we need to think again. It's not what happened. The Bible's clear on that. If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Now, he's not going to deny you eternal life. He's going to deny you rewards in heaven. Stuff to think about. This is the year that we can turn it around for the Lord in our eternal state. Not just for a week, not just for a month, and not just for a year, but for a life. We want to lay hold of eternal life. Store our treasures in heaven, as Jesus said. We want to say to the Lord, like it did in his parable when he comes, you gave me 5 talents, Lord. Here, I doubled them. I have 10 for you now. And hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of pop that's flat. I want fizz in my pop. I want bubbles in my pop. I want wells in my eternal life springing up into everlasting life. That's what I want. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of my same old routine in Jesus. Just like I was sick of my same old routine in drugs. It's the same thing. The hangover is the same hangover you had last time. And it's the same year over again. I think I'll stay home today. I'm tired of that in my life. I hope you are too. But we can do it. We can spend more time right here. This place needs, this is where you start, right here. There's plenty of stuff. Get involved here, right here. Tell people about God's free gift of eternal life. Don't go to their funeral and say, oh, Jesus, this guy doesn't know Jesus. I knew him. And you sit there in his funeral with the guilt on your head. Like Paul said, your blood is no longer on my hands. I go to the Gentiles. The blood of Jim Pellegrin's father's on my hands. Because 10 years ago, I went to his hospital, and it was the Lord and the Holy Spirit in me pecking at my heart constantly. And I chickened out. I didn't tell him about the Lord. You know, I have never forgot that day. I was coming here on a Sunday night, and that guy died a little while after I left. And the Lord told me, that blood's on you, Dan. And I have to live with that. Because I felt the Spirit tell me, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. Millions of times I was sitting in there. We can do it. We can tell people about God's free gift of eternal life. We can make disciples of them, teaching them, baptizing them, bring people here, bring people to the churches you go to. If you don't have to be a teacher or a preacher, just direct them to the people. They'll take care of business. Bob directed Gene over here to us because he didn't know what to do, but he got Gene here. We had him saved. We got him baptized in 2017, just a little while ago. He's next door. And that's all you got to do. Or we can live like our life flow. Disregard the things above. The things of eternal value. Just shrug them right off right now. John writes, and now little children, abide in him. When he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed at his coming. 1 John 2:28. Can you imagine if the Lord was to come and we'd be ashamed at his coming? Can you imagine that? That's a hard one to grab a hold of, folks. For the Lord to find us, one of us, in a state where we are ashamed at his coming. What a horrible thing to think about. What a horrible, horrible. But there's still time. And God is good. To make a change. Don't worry about faults. He'll restore the years, the locusts ate away. I love that verse. I will restore the years, the locusts ate away. Jesus said, for if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. That's a good verse. God has healed some of us in this room. From sicknesses, from pains, from losing family members. I know my wife's heart's been broken over her grandmother. My buddy Steve's heart was broken over his mom. Brother Joe's in here right now. His heart's broken. He's going through it right now. A loss of Bob. He's blessed us with our kids. They're healthy. He's given us a pretty good life. We should take advantage of it this year while we still can. There's still a lot of time this year to take advantage of the things of the Lord, of eternal value. How about we do that this year? Instead of just sluggishly going through it, could really make an impact on people's lives. You know, I'll bet if you asked Tom Petty right now if he wanted to serve the Lord, he would. What about David Cassidy? I'll bet you he'd want to serve the Lord right now. Fats Domino, He's not on Blueberry Hill. The only thing on his mind right now is Jesus. Glenn Campbell, he wants to serve the Lord right now. Jerry Lewis doesn't think things are so funny right now. And I know for a fact Hugh Hefner don't. Sally Fields, she's not the flying nun right now. Greg Allman, remember Greg Allman? I hope he's not southbound. Batman, he's gone. Adam West. 007, Roger Moore, gone. They don't get a chance next year. None of them. And there's a big list. It would take me an hour to read all the people that died last year. I was blown away by all the people that died last year. Just flabbergasted. I even forgot some of these people died. But they don't get another chance. But I bet you they wish they did. And they especially won't get another chance to receive the free gift of eternal life, which is the most important thing. So today I hope you do that. I don't know any of these people I just named. These stars and celebrities. I'll leave that judging up to Jesus. But I do know one person we lost last year. And I know him real well. His name's Bob Skelton. He was one of our own right here. May we learn from our brother Bob that life is short and death is sure. May we work harder to make an impact on the people we come in contact with this year. As it says, what we do for ourselves will surely pass. What we do for Jesus will surely last. We can do it. But we can't do it alone. We need each other. Remember, the devil is there, and he says, the thief cometh to kill. We see that with our brother. And he come to destroy. Wants to destroy your Christian life. He doesn't want to hear the words echoing throughout eternity, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You see, because he knows where he's headed. He's headed to the place called the lake of fire for all eternity. And he wants as many with him as he can take. The thief cometh to kill and to destroy and to scatter the sheep. You see, when you're on your own, you're in trouble. When you're amongst the flock, you're not. That's what Jesus said then. To scatter the sheep. Stick with your Christian brothers and sisters. As my wife used to say, they keep us in check. And they do. They keep us in check. And that's a good thing. Jesus said that I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. That's what we want, isn't it? We want an abundant life. We want to step through the veil of this life and we want to see everybody cheering us on. Can you imagine it? Them saying, "Hallelujah, what a job you've done. Look at you." As you walk in and you step on the place of high raiment with the Lord Jesus, "He that overcometh, I will grant with him to sit with me on my Father's throne." It's a picture of a Christian victoriously as a reigner with Christ for all eternity. Is that what you want to be? I don't. I want a high position when I get to heaven. I hope you do too. Because you're going there. And you're going there for a long time. You just remember that. As I always say, you're going to check out of this place. That's a guarantee. But I guarantee you're not checking out of where you're going. You ain't checking out of where you go. Today is a beautiful day, man. We got all year to go at for the Lord. How about we do it? You help me, I'll help you. Together, we can do it. Difficult is the way that lead to life, and few there be that find it. I hope you're one of the few, not one of the many. Broad is the way that lead to destruction, and many there be that enter in. You don't want to be one of them. Be one of the few. It's just for a short time. Let's close. Dear God, we do thank you for another opportunity to reflect on life eternal, that we are eternal beings made in the image of God, and we will spend eternity with you or with the devil in the lake of fire. We don't like that sound. We like to pretend it isn't real. But as you said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever. We ask you to bless our times now as we go with our families and our friends and celebrate a new year. You keep everybody safe on the road. We thank you for the opportunity to have fresh starts. We thank you for the Lord Jesus giving us a new start, to be born again. We thank you that we get a new start as Christians when we fall short, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful. He's just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he restores the years that the locusts ate away. Not the days, the hours, the years. We have a blessed God. Help us now. Help our family as we go through this burial for our brother Bob. Be with Joe and his family and Bobby and all the others who are sick and set aside. We ask for a blessing on them too. Be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. And Happy New Year.